USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I carry with me the hopes of the American people for the treasured alliance between our countries.
This Memorial Day weekend, President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
And we enter this next phase of our prospering relationship. Americans send their good wishes to the entire Japanese nation on your new imperial era.
Turning now to the Democrats, Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail this Memorial Day holiday in New Hampshire.
I do want to begin by having all of us remember the over 1 million men and women who lost their lives in America's wars. We honor them, we remember them, and we know the pain and suffering that so many families have experienced.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
While President Trump in Japan over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, Vice President Mike Pence at the annual wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. USA Radio's Tim Berg with his remarks.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. The Vice President shares a story of a service member who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Paul Kelly was actually the son of a Vietnam fighter pilot. He was commissioned in 1982 as an officer through the University of Dayton's ROTC program, served in leadership positions with the Army National Guard. Colonel Paul Kelly was a man who built up all those who served around him. He was known as a dedicated husband to his wife Maria and a proud father of his two sons, John and Paul David Kelly. He was a helicopter pilot, but he was a man in the stick on 20 January 2007 when he was lost in Iraq.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In the Middle East, an escalation after Syria targets Israel and the Israeli military strikes back. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
After Syrian anti-aircraft fire targeted an Israeli fighter jet on a routine flight in northern Israel, the IDF carried out a missile attack that destroyed the military vehicle. The Israeli jet was not struck and returned safely to its base. The Syrian anti-aircraft system was believed to have been operated by Iranian Hezbollah militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said these attacks will not be tolerated and will be met forcefully.
More strong words from Pope Francis on the subject of abortion. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Pope saying having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. During a weekend conference at the Vatican, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem, and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem. The Pope saying that abortion is always unacceptable. It's not the first time the Pope has likened having an abortion to hiring a hitman. He made the comparison in comments last October as well.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points. The Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.